Is hell real? It seems today many people who call themselves Christians or state a belief in God either don't believe in hell or believe almost no one goes there. And they certainly don't believe that they will be going to hell. But I have some bad news. Hell is real and you might go there. Jesus Christ talked more about hell than any other topic. Matthew 25:41. Then he will say to those on his left hand, "Depart from me, you accursed, into the eternal fire prepared for the devil and his angels." Now, I'm not going to give all the verses. That would take too long. Some people today, including many Christians, in fact, many Catholics, even members of the hierarchy, seem to have the attitude that salvation is ours to lose. In other words, everyone automatically goes to heaven except those who do really bad things. But that's not true. The reality is, we are born damned. The default is damnation, not salvation. And only those who answer the call of Jesus, get baptized, and persevere to the end will be saved. Everyone else, which is the majority of humanity, will be damned, including Christians. Matthew 7:21-23. Not everyone who says to me, "Lord, Lord," shall enter the kingdom of heaven, but he who does the will of my Father who is in heaven. On that day, many will say to me, "Lord, Lord, did we not prophesy in your name and cast out demons in your name and do many mighty works in your name?" And then I will declare to them, "I never knew you. Depart from me, you evil doers." Yes, many Christians who are expecting to go to heaven will in fact go to hell. And it's not a matter of asking Jesus into your heart, making Jesus your personal Lord and Savior, or making a good profession of faith. None of that is in the Bible. And it's not a matter of faith alone. Faith alone cannot save you. James 2:24. You see that a man is justified by works and not by faith alone. You also have to do his will. Some think that they are saved and nothing can change that. But again, that's not in the Bible. 1 Corinthians 6:9-10. Do you not know that the unrighteous will not inherit the kingdom of God? Do not be deceived. Neither the immoral, nor idolaters, nor adulterers, nor homosexuals, nor thieves, nor the greedy, nor drunkards, nor revelers, nor robbers will inherit the kingdom of God. Why would Paul tell this to believers if it didn't apply to them? Why would he warn believers if they were not capable of doing these things and losing their salvation? Some like to say that only those who wish to go to hell will go to hell. But as we've seen from the verses I've already given, some people will go to hell who thought they were going to go to heaven, and that it's sinful behavior that sends them there. Some say that hell is a state of the absence of God, and this is true, but it's not the whole truth. The Bible over and over again describes it as a place of fire, and that it is in the earth. Many mystics of the church, such as Saints John Bosco, Teresa of Avila, and Faustina, have seen hell, and they described what the Bible says, fire. In 1917, Our Lady came down from heaven and showed the children of Fatima hell. Sister Lucy describes this encounter in her memoir. As Our Lady spoke these last words, she opened her hand once more, as she had done during the two previous months. The rays of light seemed to penetrate the earth, and we saw, as it were, a sea of fire. Plunged in this fire were demons and souls in human form, like transparent burning embers, all blackened and burnished bronze. Floating about in the conflagration, now raised into the air by the flames that issued from within themselves, together with great clouds of smoke, now falling back on every side like sparks of huge fires, without weight or equilibrium, amid shrieks and groans of pains and despair, which horrified us and made us tremble with fear. It must have been this sight which caused me to cry out, as people say they heard me. The demons could be distinguished by their terrifying and repellent likeness to frightful and unknown animals, black and transparent like burning coals. Terrified and as if to plead for scure, we looked up at Our Lady, who said to us so kindly and so sadly, "You have seen hell, where the souls of poor sinners go." Even Protestants and evangelicals who claim to have seen hell say it's a place of fire. No one says it was kind of dark and gloomy and everyone was really depressed. They say fire. Now, you might say, why would the eternal torture of souls happen in a physical place in the earth with physical fire. Yet we know that at the end of time we will get our bodies back and the damned will spend all eternity in hell. So yes, it is a physical place. And that's another thing. It is eternal. If you were to empty all the oceans of the world one cup at a time and it took you 10,000 years, when you finished, eternity would not be half over. It wouldn't have even started yet. You see, people today don't like this. They don't want it to be true, but it is true. They think it's unfair. Well, who said life was fair? Speaking of unfair, consider this. Jeffrey Dahmer killed and consumed something like 17 young men. He committed the most vile and awful sins imaginable. Yet, when he was in prison, he was baptized. And if the baptism happened as it did on the Netflix series, it was valid. That means he was forgiven for all those heinous murders. Now, being a man in prison with same-sex attraction, the next few months before his death offered plenty of opportunity for him to redam his soul. But there is a reasonable chance that he was saved. Billy Graham, on the other hand, led countless Catholics out of the one true church to a false version of Christianity, possibly damning their souls. So there's a reasonable chance that Billy Graham is in hell. I'm not saying that he is, I don't know. But it could be the case that Jeffrey Dahmer is in heaven and Billy Graham is in hell. Of course, this makes no sense from a human perspective. Jeffrey Dahmer was clearly bad and Billy Graham was clearly good. And of course, it could be the other way around. But St. Augustine said that a heretic was worse than a murderer. A murderer just kills the body. A heretic can damn the soul. Still, it seems unfair. But that's because people today don't understand why humanity was damned and how to get saved. And it's not about saying a few magic prayers, and if you really mean it, you're saved and nothing can change it. Again, that's not in the Bible. When Adam ate the fruit, humanity, all of humanity, was damned. We are all guilty of the sin of Adam, and that alone will send you to hell. When you get baptized, the guilt of this original sin is forgiven, as well as all personal sins you may have committed up to that point. John 3:3. And Jesus answered him, "Truly, truly, I say to you, unless one is born anew, he cannot see the kingdom of God." Nicodemus said to him, "How can a man be born when he is old? Can he enter a second time into his mother's womb and be born?" Jesus answered, "Truly, truly, I say to you, unless one is born of water and the Spirit, he cannot enter the kingdom of God." Baptism is how one becomes born again, not faith and prayers. Of course, faith is necessary for salvation, it's just not all that's required. When a person is baptized, they are saved until or unless they commit a mortal sin. Think of the activities already described in 1 Corinthians. Then, to avoid hell from having committed mortal sin, they need to be absolved of their sins by a Catholic priest. John 20:22. And when he had said this, he breathed on them and said to them, "Receive the Holy Spirit. If you forgive the sins of any, they are forgiven. If you retain the sins of any, they are retained." Of course, there is baptism of desire and perfect contrition, which forgives all sins, even mortal sins. So I'm not saying only Catholics can be saved. Anyone who knows me or seen my videos for any length of time knows I don't believe that, but these are extraordinary means of salvation. Catholicism is the ordinary means of salvation. The Catholic Church, and only the Catholic Church, was established by Christ for our salvation. It and it alone has all the tools to save your soul. So if you want to save your soul, your best chance is to be Catholic. It doesn't matter that there are scandals. It doesn't matter that the people aren't as friendly as the other churches. It doesn't matter that Mass is boring, or that you can't relate to the monotone, quote, sermon of the 70-year-old priest, and the other churches have rock bands, light shows, and a young, cool, hip preacher that really gets you. When the out-of-touch 70-year-old priest says the body of Christ, the bread becomes the bread of life, which Christ says if you don't eat, you have no life in you. Those other churches can't give you that. It doesn't matter if the priest is rude or a great sinner and everyone knows it. When he gives you absolution for your sins, you are forgiven. You can't get your sins forgiven in those other churches beyond baptism. So if you want to avoid hell, get baptized, become Catholic, go to Mass every Sunday and Holy Day of Obligation, receive the Eucharist, and go to confession a lot. Frequent confession is the sign of a great saint, not the sign of a great sinner. Every sinner thinks they're a saint, and every saint thinks they're a sinner. Those who are lost in sin don't go to confession because they don't think that they need it. Many souls sing merrily and happily down the road to hell. The confession line is filled with those who are working out their salvation with fear and trembling. And pray the rosary every day. Our Lady promises all the graces necessary for salvation at the moment of death to all those who pray the rosary every day. St. Louis de Montfort said, "If you pray the rosary faithfully until death, I do assure you that in spite of the gravity of your sins, you shall receive a never-fading crown of glory. Even if you are on the brink of damnation, even if you have one foot in hell, even if you have sold your soul to the devil as sorcerers do who practice black magic, and even if you are a heretic as obstinate as the devil, sooner or later you will be converted and you will amend your life and you will save your soul. If, and mark well what I say, if you say the Holy Rosary devoutly every day until death for the purpose of knowing the truth and obtaining contrition and pardon for your sins. Do this and you will be amazed at what will be revealed to you." Until my next video, God bless.